Poll, British Support Trump Visit. By Joe Markham on May 29, 2019. A new poll has shown that President Donald Trump's visit to the UK is welcomed by a plurality of voters, with more thinking the visit should go ahead than those opposed. The poll by YouGov asked, should the visit go ahead or be cancelled? With 46% of respondents saying that the visit should go ahead, while 40% saying it should be called off. These results echo a similar poll, also conducted by YouGov last year, in which 50% backed President Trump's summer 2018 visit. President Trump is due to arrive in the UK on June 3, with the trip lasting until the 5th. During his stay, the president will take part in events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, in which British, American, and Canadian troops stormed the Normandy beaches to create a bridgehead and launch a full-scale invasion of Europe to beat back the Nazis. While in the UK, President Trump will also attend a state banquet hosted by Queen Elizabeth II, which will be attended by the Prime Minister and a number of other senior figures. In just the latest sign that the political elites are out of touch with the views of the plurality of the general public, several high-profile political names have so far said they will be boycotting the event. These include Liberal Democrat leader Vince Cable, left-wing London Mayor Sadiq Khan, and House of Commons leader John Bercow. Hard-left Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has also declined to attend the banquet, despite having allegedly attended events with IRA members in the past and attending a wreath-laying ceremony at the graves containing Palestinian terrorists involved in the Munich massacre, in which 11 Israeli athletes and coaches were killed at the 1972 Olympics. The visit will be President Trump's second time in the UK as US leader, though his first official state visit. President Trump's last visit to the UK was met with widespread condemnation from the political establishment. London Mayor Sadiq Khan refused to meet the president. Meanwhile, House of Commons Speaker John Bercow declined to offer the president the opportunity to address both houses of parliament. No formal request has been made for the president to address both houses on this occasion, though the Speaker of the House of Lords, Lord Fowler, argued that clearly there is a strong case for a speech by the president, particularly on such an important anniversary.